Hello, gorgeous, and welcome back to Relationship Revolution Podcast with your host, Jo Galea. How are you doing? So today I'm going to be talking to you about a grief that no one talks about for a woman, okay? Probably not even talking about it to yourself, right? So this episode, it came through me this morning and I just have to get it out here. So welcome, happy listening. I won't keep you too long, but it will be potent and it will be powerful. So there's a grief no one talks about for a woman, okay? Not even to herself for the most part. Now let's break it down. A lot of us envisioned what our lives would be, okay? Some of us had it perfectly planned more than others, but most of us had an idea. Now, whether that came from a book or a movie, role models in our life, okay, the life of a woman having it all, being so romanticized that we believed it would be a certain way, and more importantly, we believed it would feel a certain way, okay, and it doesn't. At this point in your life, you're either exhausted, overworked and overwhelmed, disconnected from yourself and your partner, full of so much resentment, you wear all the hats, you cry, you shut down, you keep yourself busy, you go, 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 because if you stop, it hits you. That life you dreamed of, that life you envisioned is not the life you are living, and you are half the woman you want to be. And yes, maybe you are absolutely crushing it, and oh my God, I hope that you are. In at least one area of your life. You're an amazing mother to your tiny humans, you have a thriving business or a great career, you're the bestest friend a girl could ask for. And in being great at one thing shows us that the balance is lost in other areas of your life. So you hyper-focus in that one particular area to create a feeling of purpose, a feeling of accomplishment, okay? But deep down, I know that you crave more, more in your life, okay? You want to be a great parent. You want to be successful however that fits for you. You want a loving and supporting relationship, and you want to feel happy and loved, right? And so there's this grief that sits inside, and I can only share this personally because I've actually sat in my grief of not knowing who I am, the frustration, like I'm talking frustration, of wanting more but feeling guilty for wanting that, the grief that who I thought my Prince Charming and my fairy tale ending was going to be had been full of hurt, heartbreak, distrust, and disappointment mixed in with joy and love and moments of happiness and greatness. So the grief that is my life at 41, it's not quite what I had pictured by this point in my life. The mental, emotional, and physical sacrifices that have been made day after day, year after year. I know you feel me here. Enter the burnout, enter resentment, enter survival mode, enter no more dreaming, no more wishing and hoping. In turn, enter a shitty acceptance that this is who you are and this is your life, which you're silently settling for, and you will silently grieve for the rest of your life. If, my friend, you don't change it. And I know that that sounds super scary, changing all the things, all right? But even though it's scary, okay, let's face it, most days you're miserable and you wear whatever mask or hat is required that day, okay? But going through life on autopilot and never reconnecting to who you are, never speaking the truth of what you want, never letting go of that idea of your life you are grieving, and never stepping into the woman you know deep inside your heart and soul that you are, that, my friend, that is so much scarier than change. I know that you feel me right now, and I know you know what I'm talking about. For years, I sat in resentment and I let it build and build, and I played the role so well in who everyone else wanted me to be and who everyone else needed me to be, while slowly dying inside. How fucking depressing. And actually it was. I went deep down in my dark and twisties. And again recently, I went darker and twistier. Though this time it came out, shifted like never before. Shifted from the inside out. And fuck, that's powerful. So the truth is, you're grieving the idea of something you wanted, but you never actually had it. Okay, you might have had glimpses, but in reality, you never actually had it. And that might be a little bit harsh, but it is true. You created this ideal of how your life should be, and he or they or you didn't live into it, but you compared and you judged on that ideal rather than your actual reality. Who, fun fact, you are the creator of. So again, I say this because I, hand on heart, in my most recent dark and twisties, was faced with my own ugly truths. And as uncomfortable and confronting as that was, it allowed me to take full ownership of me. Whew. Like the role I played, the things I accepted, the areas I blamed and projected my shit onto others, other people, other things. Okay. Now this is not, let me be clear, not a free pass for those in your life that have contributed to it as it currently stands. Okay. Not in the slightest. But if you are anything like me, and today I'm talking to you, okay, not the people or things that have contributed to you. And if you're anything like me, for years, you made everything about them, to how you showed up, pending their way of being, how you sacrificed parts of yourself to keep the peace, and how you suppressed your own truths and never voiced how you feel and what you want and need. Then, if you're like me with that respect, you are the one to own that. You have to see the good, the bad, and the indifference from you versus you, not you versus the external. So what are you actually grieving in your life, and can you turn this around? My answer is yes, you sure as hell can. Of course you can. You can flip this on its head and start opening up to become curious about change rather than scared of it. You can open yourself up and reconnect rather than disconnect. You can balance your life rather than hyper-focus on one area. I mean, you can actually do whatever the hell you want and be whoever the hell you are, because you have the power of choice and you can choose every single day. And I know it is not always that easy. It's never as easy as it sounds. And work, yes, it does have to be done to break your cycles and patterns and conditioning. But when you shed your shit, and yes, unfortunately, you do have to sit in it sometimes, and you understand and love all the parts of you, and you put your pieces back together again, you step in to the woman that you are. You feel her from the inside out. You are connected to her, and you show up as her every single day. Now that is fucking magical. It is powerful and it is beautiful. It is who you are meant to be in this world. So with this episode, I encourage you to stop denying yourself this in this lifetime. Okay, we all have that whisper inside. And if you have been nodding along or saying yes in your mind, or man, you could have even shed a tear, then you, my friend, are ready. You are ready to stop denying yourself, to stop ignoring the whispers, to start saying yes to you. You are ready to let go of the grief and all it holds you to. And you are ready to lead your life from a place of grace. Now, if you enjoyed this episode, please leave a review. Share it with the women in your life that you know need to hear this message as well. Don't forget to subscribe for upcoming episodes. And my love, go and be your amazing self.